guys listening to rock music down here hanging out? I feel like I interrupted something. Like you're having a great time. I screwed it up. This is an interesting building. This is beautiful. I was to play this building 2 years ago and I canceled because I had a messed up shoulder, and I apologize for that. I'm very sorry. And I hope to make up for it tonight. But in the meantime, this is also the first show that I've played in Miami where my family and I live here most of the time, or at least half the time. So this is now a hometown show. Dwight, are we going to have a block party? You and me? I hear you. That's what I like about it here. You talk to somebody, they find out you live here right away. It's like, well, they're trying to figure out and prioritize how we have the party. That's the first order of business. We talk about other stuff after the party. I'm going to start with a song from an album called Higher Truth. That's fairly new for me. This is called Before We Disappear.
Somewhere out there past the storm, lies the shelter of your arms. So how high
for me for you, boy. She can do anything at all, anything she pleases. If I were to change what she thinks is wrong, what could she want with me? Yeah, the way it does, 1 minute here I can see that she's trying to read me. No, she can't change me. She has the daylight at her command. She gives the night its dreams, yeah. She can uncover your darkest fear, make you forget you feel it. I would play another song from that album. Euphoria Morning was finally just pressed to vinyl. It was finally released on vinyl after all these years, which is great. It allowed me to fix a couple things. It was my first solo album ever, first album I released with my own name on it, which was, it was scary. It was scarier than you might think. But I'm proud of it, and I got a lot of support and saw a lot of support. Lately on social media and stuff when it came out and how important it was to people and the fact that they're happy it's re-released. So that makes me very happy. So thank you for that. This is called Moonchild.
Lonesome as gold in the palm and smile.
Over, but I don't know how much. So I rewrote all the lyrics because that's what you do with the best songwriter that ever lived. In other words, like if you weren't sure whether or not I was an idiot, now you know for sure. And I preface with the fact that if he ever decides to change all the lyrics to one of my songs and do it, I'm totally down for that. I'm happy about it. Anyone he wants, doesn't matter what. Thank you. always someone somewhere dying. And I know if it gets low, you'll take up the slack. Cause the time, the hour of changing the baton in the relay of time, where death is the only true finish line. And we look to the past, or oh, the future is blind. Are you sure that we're equal to the test? Cause I can't help but see the writing on the wall. Here is the time. This is an interesting room. There's sort of people everywhere. I look up in the rafters and small mouths. This one up here, there's how many? So it's like five women and three guys. What is it? Is this a financial arrangement? I don't understand. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. That was rude of me to say, ladies. I apologize 100%. Hello! Yeah, I made it. Last time I had to cancel, but I'm here this time. So far, it's awesome. Thank you. Life. And everything was fine. And now the ride is over. And it's so hard to say goodbye. Something just occurred to me, which is that the first time ever playing Miami, that I'm playing a whole bunch of songs, probably about eight, maybe more tonight, that I wrote in Miami. That's pretty amazing. Thank you so much. This is Brian Gibson. Brian is from the Carolinas, and I found him working a still up there, as you do. And he was doing what everyone in the Carolinas does, which is they're working a still. He was packing iron. He had a sidearm. He had a shotgun. He doesn't speak. He speaks. If you can learn to play that fucking thing or that other thing, I'm saying you can learn to speak. He speaks until the corn liquor, after a while, that's how he doesn't speak sometimes. I think you're good tonight, though. He was doing that, and he was trying to break into NASCAR, and those are the things you do. But sitting around tending a still, you have a lot of time on your hands, and with musical talent like he has, he learned to play a bunch of instruments really, really, really well. And so I said, you got to come out with me and show everybody what you can really do, and just stay off the hooch, which we've had pretty good luck with that too. This is a brand new song written mostly here. This is called "Nearly Forgot My Broken Heart" from an album called "Higher Truth."
When you came along, time was right.
Thank you very much. Brian's gonna step it up now.
Suicide.
So one day Brian's sitting around the still, and he tells his cousin, because that's who's around the stills, right? Cousins. He tells him, I'm bored, I want to play the fiddle, give me a fiddle. And he draws a picture of it for him. And he says, Jeb, which is short for like a biblical name. Jeb, go get me this. And Jeb goes, ah, and he walks away down a long trail, scratching his head, comes back with that. And Brian said, what am I supposed to do with that? And he says, well, it looks similar enough anyway, so you can probably figure it out. And he downed a couple of mason jars full of something that's similar to gasoline, and then he picked that thing up, and he can now do this with it. song that used to sound. I'm still behind you. As mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Can't woman talking about. Song, so it sort of sounds like a typical I'm in the doghouse song, but really it's just a song about good manners. Call me a dog. There are no use to pretend. Thank you.
know my voice, breaking guitars, cause it doesn't remind me of anything. I like playing in the sand, what's my desires, it doesn't remind me of. Oh. It doesn't remind me of. It doesn't remind me of.
I'm sorry, sir, what?
Dawson score. And it's still a Dawson game.
Go get it out of the way.
I have a good friend that went to the Dawson game tonight. I have mixed feelings about that. Not sure who to root for, really, in a way. Strange.
Go Eagles!
I talked to a guy before the show tonight, and this was his favorite song.
Give it everything I need. Give it everything I own. Give it if it could at least be out alone.
Wandering. you find love, it gets away. When it comes back to you, then it will stay. Well, maybe it's true, it's dumb as it sounds. I ain't gonna stop you from looking around. So let's have wonder while I'm free. Simple. Flatter a good heart than watch it break. It'll cut you to the bone just to see you bleed out. But that isn't me, oh, I'm somebody else. So let your eyes wander the moment.
Who dance on the floor and around.
Who could stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plan. Who danced on the floor and around? So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. She told my baby that we danced till three. She looked at me, showed her four. seasons roll by. Thanks very much. I'm gonna play the track now, which is what a lot of people do in the modern world now with modern music. When I was a kid, there was a band called Electric Light Orchestra, and they made all these records, And they had really elaborate sort of Beatlesque vocals, but I think there was only one guy that could really sing like that, so he did it in the studio. Yeah. Did it in the studio, and then when they played live, they would have a tape, and that sort of filled it in, and shit, they got caught, and it was like Milli Vanilli, sort of. It was like everyone was super pissed, and we were all teenagers, and we were like, that's bullshit! Can't sing it live. The Beatles could do it! And it seemed like a really fucking awful thing. Now that's all anybody does, period.
Yeah.
Prince doesn't. Prince will come out, he's sort of like Brian, you know, only actually shorter. And he'll come out and he'll play any instrument you want and he'll be the best one at it. And then he'll walk off and it's like, yeah, fuck you. But I like to do it, but I do it my own way. I press the songs to vinyl. And the one thing that it does, is that when the song starts, it sounds like a record. This is called When I'm Down. Thank you.
I never played Exploder on guitar. Don't know how that goes. Just sing it.
I love you. My bad. I'm just fucking with you.
No, go ahead and sing it. Come on. 2, 3, and... I can hear you great. 2, 3, and... Let's go. Bottom the bottom, bottom the bottom. Bottom the bottom, bottom the bottom. Yeah, thank you. You brought it. You brought it. Why does she look embarrassed?
Because you're better looking than I am.
It's all subjective. Oh, song is for those of you that that bought my new album, Higher Truth. I feel like you deserve something special for that. It's like my, I think it's my fourth studio solo album, or my fifth solo album altogether. And I've done a lot of different things. Because that's what being a solo artist is all about for me. Just having fun, doing whatever. Right, Brian? This is called Worried Moon.
See you again soon or later.
next song, as you're doing now, lots of people would shout out from the audience, and some of them are doable. Some songs are doable, like some older Soundgarden songs, and some of them aren't. Not doable. Banjo. If I had a banjo, I could do it. Fucking just shred that with a banjo. And then there was another song called Rusty Cage that a lot of people saw. Couldn't do it. And sometimes you just have to look at it from a different angle, and some of them work. And it occurred to me one day, I was like, hang on a minute, there's actually a version of Rusty Cage that will work in the context of an acoustical tower just fine. Sweet euphoria. I'm gonna play that, but I'm gonna play this one first. Stay up.
shower.
Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you
to come. Still I cold and bare, still the warm wind tired friends. Time's gone for all that's been sometimes. Far too long for snakes in my shoes. Walking sleep in my youth. Black hole sun, won't you come? Watch away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Yeah. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Black hole sun, black hole sun.
Won't you come?
Black hole sun, black hole sun.
Won't you come?
Black hole sun, black hole sun.
Won't you come?
Black hole sun, black hole sun.
The quiet guy with real talent, that's what that guy can pull off.
Yes.
I wrote this song thinking about the commercial society that we live in. And thinking about how, okay, yeah, everybody wants to make money. And I did. But I didn't want to do it by fucking other people over, really, which is where a lot of it happens and how a lot of it works. So I used the metaphor of not eating, and I used the metaphor of if you swallow that shit, you make yourself vomit. This is called hunger strike. Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from miles of decades. But I can feel powerless when the cup's already overfilled. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking. I don't mind stealing bread This song's from the same album. Both these songs were written really just to have fun and write songs. I didn't know they would ever make it on an album. And I think there was a lesson in that for me, just writing songs for fun and not judging them made the songs that meant something to a lot of people somehow. Which I consider myself extremely lucky, by the way, for that. Wouldn't Jesus, where are you from? Korea, Canada, maybe Taiwan. But I didn't know it was the Holy Land. But I believe from the minute the check left my hand, I'm gonna pray. Can I be saved? Spend all my money on a future grave. Wouldn't Jesus have cut you in? 20% of my future seed.
Cut you in.
Just to fill the air, but I
Thanks so much, you guys. It was definitely worth the wait. I hope it was for you. I hope it was for you, sir.
No.
Let's hear it for the cello!
This is a song that I wrote for my wife, Vicky, that took me 13 years to finish. And I finally got done, and it's on my album, Higher Truth. This is called Josephine.
And for yourselves, come on.
beating heart. And we'll be there looking on to see the trail of life as it falls. Ah, but I'll take
was amazing. How was the meet and greet?
I know.
Oh, it was great. So he remembers, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like referred to him as Jeff Gardens. Like, no, that's right, you're Jeff Gardens.
It's okay. You can go off your pedestal.
Never.
Jump down.
Never. Uh-oh. Aunt Jemima's about to get mad at us.
That was not Kaylin, by the way. It was a pumpkin. I want to defend her honor.
That was beautiful pumpkin.
She wasn't even thought of at that point. That was 1985. She didn't come around until 89.
Work there, girl.
Ooh, my knees hurt. She yelled at me.
Disrespectfully.
Well, of course she yelled at you, but it's worth it.
The drunk guy that she tried to pull off the stage. She didn't know it, though.
Disrespect right there. Take it around. Take it around.
I love it.
You
know them from other
concerts. That was not pretty sly, though, by the way. That was not a stealth move. That was her, like,
she's awesome like that. She's just go for it. Like, she's cool. I can drive with
my car. Oh my god, it's awesome.
Pretty venue. I need to take a picture.
Yes, we're walking.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you. Venue.